The Hayes Area Children's Center is set to once again start monthly developmental screenings in June. Jennifer Orbany, Infant and Toddler Early Intervention Director, talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a couple things we're going to talk about today, really relating to your services down there. We thought a good way to start this would be just to talk about what your child testing services look like down there at the Hayes Area Children's Center.
Okay. Well, currently we actually serve children, and we are actually currently serving 75 children in Ellison, Rush counties that have developmental delays, diagnosed conditions, and are medically fragile. We also have monthly screenings available for children from birth to age 5. If there's any family that's new to town, concerned about their child's development, and we can definitely help to make sure that their child is progressing in all areas of development.
And your services, if I remember correctly, there's no cost for that initial evaluation, right?
Correct. There's actually no cost for any services. There's no out-of-pocket expense for any family. If you would qualify for services, those services are always free. And we do have the option to help families meet their deductible on their insurance and bill insurance if they choose to do that. But we don't have any out-of-pocket expenses for families.
That's awesome. And yeah, one of the things we were talking about as we were prepping for this interview was a lot of times with the little kiddos, you don't know. And this example I gave was you folks had helped me out with my son when he was a little guy, vision and hearing and things like that. Maybe you don't even recognize the problems there unless you get them screened, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we don't know if little ones can hear or see, because that's not something we can always check by ourselves. There's other instruments and things that can check that we just don't know about. And being able to provide that for families, you know, we have free hearing testing. If parents are concerned, we can check their tympanograms to make sure there's no fluid in their ear. Then we also use another testing called OAE, which does, it's like just like the newborn hearing screening to make sure they're hearing at different sounds. So there's all kinds of different things we can do. And if there's a concern or the child's not hearing those, we can refer them on to other professionals.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds on the tech side, but some of those tools you guys have are really cool. I mean, if you haven't had a child hearing screening or been involved in one, I mean, basically you put that up there and it like vibrates their ear somehow and tests what they can hear, right?
It's pretty neat. You know, we actually are getting some new hearing tools this summer that we qualified with some grants. So I'm very excited about using those new items with our families for screenings.
That's awesome. Yeah, because that technology, it changes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Correct. We're updating our hearing equipment. It's been 25 years old, so we're super excited about having completely up-to-date technology equipment for hearing.
Yeah, and I think, and the vision too, isn't it like, I'm not as familiar with this, but the vision, doesn't it, you guys have like a machine that it flashes like dots at their eyes and then you can measure it somehow with that, right?
Right. It takes a picture of their eyes and we actually are able to print that out and figure out exactly where their vision is at. And so that's pretty neat to give us that information. We can print that out and send that to their pediatrician or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's get into kind of what's been going on down there. With COVID-19, you guys have been shut down, right? You haven't been doing the testing?
Well, we have not been doing our monthly screenings. We are still serving families.
Okay.
Families that are interested in receiving services continually through Zoom, because that's what everybody is using these days. And it's actually gone really, really well with our families.
That's cool. Yeah, the digital technology with the remote meeting, whether it be Zoom or there's several others out there, really kind of gives you that access to the children in a safe way, right? Like you don't have to necessarily have them in there to test some of these things.
Correct. Right now, if we do get a referral that a child might need an evaluation, we are doing it through Zoom. So we're meeting with the parent and the child and going through developmental questions to see how the child's developing, and then we have another visit with them looking at their routines that they have every day, because we actually embed their outcomes within the daily routine that the child has every day.
Sure. You know, and this is one thing I want to maybe swing back a little bit to before we get into what your summer's going to look like down there. It is very important for kiddos to get these screenings early because there's a long-lasting impact, right?
Correct. Especially one big piece is vision. If you don't have your vision correct as early as possible, it can affect your long-term vision because of brain development. There's so much going on within those first 3 years.
Yeah. So what going forward here, what is your summer going to look like? I know you typically take a little bit of a, you scale down your services over the summer months, but what's going to be going on this year in light of COVID-19?
We're hoping to get back into the homes with families if they, you know, would like us to be back in the home. I'm not sure exactly what date that's going to be at this time. We kind of are looking from guidance from our school district and from KDHE as to so everybody is safe when we go visit these families, because we certainly don't want to bring something from one house to another, especially with the compromised health systems of some of these little babies we work with.
Okay. So, but the screenings, so like the monthly screenings won't be happening, at least through what, June?
Right. We'll start back up in June. We have our next screening we're hoping to do is on Wednesday, June 7th, and July 8th is another Wednesday. And for those two screenings, we're only doing children from birth to 2 years and 9 months. And then when August starts back on August 14th and 28th, we will be able to do all children from birth to age 5.
Okay. So what does that process look like for somebody that's maybe thinking like, oh, I don't know, that sounds like it could be really invasive. It's you want to just tell us a little bit about like how that actually works?
Sure. Yep. Parents will come in, and at the screening site, we have school professionals on hand to answer questions that they might have. And we typically, for a lot of parents, we get a lot of referrals for, especially those preschool kiddos, concerned about their speech. They're not saying this correctly or certain things like that. And so during the school year, we do have a speech language pathologist that will conduct just some speech screenings to make sure some of those initial sounds are in there, some of those ending sounds are in there, or if some of the errors that they're making are typical for this age group. And, you know, a little bit later, it'll come in. We do hearing, we do vision, and then we also do a developmental assessment, looking at cognitive, gross motor skills, fine motor skills, adaptive eating. And if some parents, you know, have concerns about their children's behavior or not able to pay attention, different things like that.
Yeah. And it's designed in a way it is kid friendly, right? It's not like they're going in and sitting there and getting poked and prodded. It's a kind of fun, collaborative experience for
Correct.
The kids, right?
Correct. Yeah. There's some part of the, interview, we kind of interview the parent. We have some toys available for the child to play with to kind of see if they can do some of the different skills. Sometimes children do not like to perform in new environments or for people they don't know. And so we may ask the parent to try it. And if the child has not had any opportunities to try that before, we don't know if they have that skill or not. So,
sure. Well, Jennifer, we're very quickly running out of time here. Anything else that you think parents should know about this screening process before we, and I do want to give you the opportunity to give the contact information, but anything else about the services before we get there?
Not really. I mean, I can tell you once a child qualifies for our services from the Infant Toddler Center, they get a full access to a range of services that includes, if they qualify, assistive technology, audiology screenings, family service coordination, health and medical referrals, nursing services, nutrition, occupational, physical, and speech language therapies, psychological services, social work, specialized instruction, and vision services. So, and like you said earlier, there's no out-of-pocket expense for families, and there is no waiting list. So once you are in for services, we're providing services for you.
Excellent. Okay, well, Jennifer, you want to go ahead and share that the best way to reach out to you guys, the contact information?
Sure. You can call 625-3257 and just ask about our monthly screenings, and we can add you to the calendar, and we'll be happy to meet you and your child.